It's your boy, Brigham Haynes, back at it again with a second episode of Aggie Bowl. And today we're going to be talking about funny roommate stories. And I think it's going to be pretty fun. So, I mean, I am saying that as kind of biased, but it will be fun. Just trust me. Trust me on this. So I thought, you know, I might as well just describe my first roommate experience because it is quite interesting. It is quite interesting. So about 5 months ago, I decided to move out of my parents' house because I was like, I hate this. I don't want to live with my parents. And so I move out. And yes, I moved to this place kind of by Adams Park. And it's about, you know, $200 a month. And, you know, my standards are pretty low. So I thought this place was good when I first saw it. But I didn't realize what effect it would have on me, like, for 5 months straight. So let me kind of describe the layout of this place. So you go downstairs. There's a downstairs basement area. So you go down and you walk in the living room. The living room is a disaster, right? And I think they had pesticide stuff on the table because of ants and everything. My roommate, I will describe him later, was in the corner of this living room. He had food everywhere. He'd order DoorDash, like, every day. And he would never throw away his old trash, so there's trash sitting everywhere. And so that's kind of the living room area. Then you walk into the kitchen, and it's disgusting. There's water on the floor because there's a heater in the kitchen that heats the whole basement, and because it condenses the water in the air, it leaves puddles all over this place. So you'd wake up in the morning like, oh, it's gonna be a beautiful day, and you realize you just walked in like nasty freaking water. It's disgusting. And there's dishes all over the place, and I'll explain that later. And then you walk in my room, it smells like butt cheeks in there. Because my roommate was not very hygienic, and so it would smell like crap in there, all right? And I tried to clean my spot, but he would leave clothes all over the place. He had, like, old medicine in some spots and everything. It was brutal. Then you had to go to the shower. And the shower, because it had a hot water leak, leaky faucet, in the shower, it would grow black mold. And this was basically a petri dish for diseases, right? Like, it was just disgusting. And yeah, that's basically the shower. And then there's this closet in like the far left corner of this place. And I didn't know this when I moved in. He never showed me this, the landlord. But you open this thing and there's old, like super old food storage. There's mice poop everywhere. And it is just disgusting in there. And I didn't know this either, but there are mice all over in the roof. And so this place is just a... I feel like I'm in the Black Plague, right? This is just like, what the heck is going on here? And so I lived in this place for 5 months. I'm going to describe my roommate real quick. He would stay up to like 1 playing video games, and he had this really weird laugh. He's like, and you'd hear that for like all the way to 1 a.m., right? And so you're like, please just shut the heck up, right? And I even put in earplugs to not hear him, and I could still hear him. Then he comes sleep, right? Well, he snores like an ogre. One day I just had it. I think I just had a bad day at work or something, and I had the grumps. And so it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I could hear him snoring, and I could not go to sleep, even with my earplugs in. So I had like a pencil sharpener, a pencil, and like an eraser right next to me on the right side of my bed, next to my desk. So, and he's just sitting, his bunk is on the far side of me, so I can see him and everything and see his head. Well, I decided, you know what? I'm just going to throw some stuff at him just to make him stop snoring. So I did this sneaky thing where I throw it at him, and then I just pretend I'm going back to sleep. So he like kind of freak out, like, oh, what happened? And then he'd wake up, and I just act like I'm sleeping. And well, I did that like 4 times in a row, and finally I could go to sleep because he was basically awake, and so I could fall asleep. And he confronted me in the morning. He's like, was stuff thrown at you in the morning? I'm like, no, there was not. What happened? Even though I knew exactly what was going on. He's like, I think there might be like ghosts or something in here. Cause I started like having pencils thrown at me, and I was like, wow, that's really strange. I wonder who would have done that. Wink, wink. And, yeah. So he honestly for like a few months thought, or like a month or two, he thought I was throwing or a ghost was throwing stuff at him, but it really was just me. So made me sleep better though. So I was pretty happy about that. But yeah, so that's just my funny roommate story I thought to share with you guys. I also have my brother, Matt Haynes, here with me, and I also have his friend and my friend as well, Chris Howell, and they're going to talk about their funny roommate stories. So here they are.
Oh my gosh.
What are you doing?
Okay, starting now, I'll be serious.
All right, so here I have Matt, my brother, with me, and I'm going to ask him a few questions about his funny roommate stories. So here are the doozy questions for you. If you were to rank each place from worst to best, what would the order be?
Okay, worst place for sure was this apartment downtown Salt Lake I was at during an internship. I had no money, and as an internship at a bank, and they were paying me, but I wanted to do it as cheap as possible and not get into debt. So these two guys were renting a place, and they're like, hey, well, we can take on another roommate. And so I was like, hey, I'll show up. And it was this was on Craigslist. I slept on the floor, and they never cleaned. So that night, I remember, like, I was sleeping on the floor on a blow-up mattress, and I looked up, and it was dark, but the floor was moving, and it was cockroaches. Yeah. and I just remember freaking out. I'm like, what did I get myself into? I went and ended up taking care of
that. But was it free rent?
It was, like, $50 a month, like, downtown. Yeah. So it was worth the cucarachas. So.
Were the roommates kind of weird?
No, they were super chill, and yeah. I told them about it. They helped pitch in. We bought a bunch of, like, insecticide stuff. So.
Oh, but there were still dead cockroaches on the floor, probably?
First couple days, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, what is the craziest story that you can tell us? Remember, this is PG.
Okay.
So what about the places you stayed so far?
Well, since it's PG, that eliminates about half the stories.
Actually, well, just don't.
No, I'll give you one that's PG, but okay, it's so okay, good. Okay. So this was during my basic training in Army. Actually, it was after basic training, you go to your job training. So mine was finance at the time. So they put three of us in a room, and they do nightly inspections, but they were randomized, so they check different rooms. Well, my bunkmate, he loved to sleep with his pants off, right? So whatever, because it's an all-dudes place. Mm-hmm. But that night, it happened to be a female officer doing the checks. So she comes in, and they call the room to attention. So we all snap to attention, and he's jumping off his bunk, and he just jumps down automatically, and he's sitting there in his boxers and his shirt off.
Did she, like, pants him?
Well, she didn't pants him. She just sat there, and she looked him up and down, and everyone just burst out laughing. He did push-ups for the rest of the night.
Oh,
but
my
that
gosh.
One, that was just pretty funny.
That's a good one. That's yeah. a good one. So what fun experiences did you have while, like, with different roommates? What was your favorite experiences? I know, like, you and Chris, like, Chris Howell would come over
yeah.
and do some funny stuff. Like, what? Yeah. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Christian and I, we lived here on campus when we were both doing our undergrad. And one night, because he was doing engineering degree at the time, sorry. And we decided to build a furnace. So we put a bunch of cinder blocks that we found over there, and we constructed them in the most optimal way.
Was this at your apartment?
This was at the complex. This is on their lawn. Right,
we're doing
this
at Merrill Hall.
No, this was at the apartment below Old Main.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so we built this furnace, and it was a really great design. And then we made a little fire in there, but at the bottom it had a space for us to put a leaf blower at the bottom, so we could push air in, and it would put more oxygen in the fire, and it would grow hotter. Mm-hmm. Well, it was so hot that it actually ended up cracking all the cinder blocks. All the grass around it was burnt, and we put, like, hairspray in there to see what would explode. Hairspray explodes, so be careful.
Did shrapnel go?
Yeah, so the next morning we got an email, and they were like and they came around knocking doors too, and I'm like, so we know one of you guys did this. Luckily, no one, none of the chicks or none of my roommates ratted us out.
But yeah.
That was really fun.
You're like, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's a good one. Like, I know there are a few other things, like...
Yeah, we set off fireworks at Merrill Hall, down the hallway. Mm-hmm. What are those called? Those rocket, it was like those rocket launchers.
Oh, Roman candles?
Yeah, like those yeah. kind of stuff. But we would set those off. But there's one, it's like a rocket where you light it and it shoots up and then it explodes up in the air. Well, we aimed it sideways,
like
down the hall.
Mulan?
Yeah.
Okay,
so we aimed it sideways and we shot it and it was super cool. But at the end of the hall, someone opened their door and the rocket bounced off the door and into their room.
Oh,
and
no.
then it went off. And we just ran, like, each of us just like scram. But yeah, they knew. I think the, what are they called, like the Merrill Hall managers or whatever, they knew it was us. It was always us. But they couldn't prove it, so
they opened them, like, binoculars looking into your room.
Yeah,
all the time.
I swear, like, they just come by like, oh, hey guys, oh, hey.
What are you up to?
Yeah.
What was it like rooming with me as a brother?
Rooming with you as a brother? I mean, mostly it was just me and Connor beating you up. Like, there were times you just did the stupidest things. Like, they were just impulsive. And we would use that. We would, like, smile when you did something dumb because we knew we could use that as a reason to get to you.
Yeah.
Like, that one time you, like, painted my bicycle. Like, you just painted my bicycle because you thought it would look cool, but it was my freaking bike.
Man, I was trying to impress the neighbors.
With my
the
bike.
Neighbor ladies.
Yeah, okay. So I came downstairs and I acted all like, oh no, I'm heartbreaking. I didn't care.
You just wanted to shoot me at the airsoft.
Yeah, so I was, our parents allowed me to, as punishment for Brigham, shoot him with an airsoft gun. So I just like played it off like, oh, this hurt me so bad. But I just wanted to shoot Brigham over and over again as his punishment.
I'm trying to think if there are any other things that I did that were really stupid. Oh, I know you guys would tax me for stealing food in the pantry.
Oh, yeah. We would like keep an inventory and you had to pay us for like
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, because I keep food in my like underneath my pillow when I'd get in trouble. And we had this thing called bananas and bread where if we didn't do our chores, then we'd get bananas and bread for dinner. Well, my mom had this huge storage downstairs, and it was full of, like, Cheetos and Oreos and stuff. And for me, I was like, jackpot. So I go down there. And it was funny because Matt and Connor would always know that, like, during banana and bread time, I was back there sneaking Cheetos and Oreos. So explain from here, Matt.
Well, so, yeah, we're like, all right, well, Brigham's not supposed to be stealing these. He's supposed to be eating banana and bread as his punishment for whatever he did that day. And so, like, well, he wants this food. We know he's stealing this food. So we went to Brigham, like, hey, we won't rat you out if you pay us a tax on all
well,
the
and
food.
Your tax is like half the bag.
Yeah. So Brigham was paying his taxes, and he was taking on all the risk of being caught.
And most of the time I did get caught, too, because yeah. Mom would figure out.
And he would get caught, and they'd like, was this only you? And Connor and I would be sitting there with our arms folded, like, if you rat us out, you'll pay.
And I'd look at them and be like, nope. So yeah. Anyway, that's pretty much all I have for you, Matt, but thanks for being on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Do you like fun sound effects and everything?
Star Wars effects.
Yeah, I was thinking of like doing stuff like this, and then you're just like, we do.
With me here, I have Chris Howell, one of my brothers.
Christian.
Sorry. My bad, sorry.
Come on, bro.
Oh, my gosh. He's one of my very good friends and one of the very most friends of my brother.
Yes,
dearest,
sir.
I should say. Dearest friends.
Yeah. Dearest brother.
Yeah, so you're an engineer up here, right? Up at USU?
Yes, sir. Well,
yeah,
aspiring engineer.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, so you're close to building the Iron Man suit, but...
Yes, close, still.
What's the process there? Like, are you about halfway there, or...?
To my degree or the Iron Man suit?
Both.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I'm pretty sure once you get your degree, then you automatically have all knowledge that you need in order to build an Iron Man suit. So.
Can you build, like, the Guardians of the Galaxy ship?
No, I don't have any knowledge yet because I don't have my degree, so.
Well, once you get there, let me know. Can you build me an Iron Man suit?
Yes, once I get my degree, then
okay.
I can build
okay. Anything. Is it XL? Because I might need that size.
XXL. Give you some room to grow since you're in the gym so much.
You mean wide ways or lengthways?
However you want, man. However you want.
So, yeah. Chris, tell us about your roommate situations. I know you roomed with my silly brother.
Yes.
How was that?
Very silly brother.
Silly man.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was good. He actually, I think he had like a year of college before me. So then when I came up to college, then he's like, yeah, dude, let's room together. So hopped in and yeah, I think we got in one semester before he left for the Army.
So yeah. So were you rooming in that one place kind of by 4th North?
Yep.
Together, that's where you were?
Yeah, you just dropped down Old Main and then kind of cut through to the south and it's right there. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So my brother beforehand talked about how you guys built like a cinder block thing.
No, I was gonna talk about that. That was so
Well, I want to see your perspective on this because he told me some funny things. He like threw hairspray in there and stuff.
Yeah, dude.
But what was like? I want to see your perspective on this because.
Yeah. No. So we were. Yeah, it was so funny because we just saw some cinder blocks just sitting outside
Here's,
our apartment.
Here's one question that I should ask beforehand. Where did you figure this out, like how to do this? Did you learn it in like engineering school or when did you decide to do this?
No, we didn't. I mean, we both had through high school we'd like gone and made fires all the time, you know, and like we're both Eagle Scouts, so we're really cool.
Scouts honor.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, so no. I think there's a little pyromaniac in everybody, you know? And so we saw cinder blocks and we're like, those are just sitting there. What can we do with them? You know.
Did you look it up or something?
No, we didn't. We just used our college brains, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's about the size of a squirrel.
That's right. That's right. You get some good material out of using college brains for stuff. So.
So instead of storing nuts like a squirrel, we as college students, we store cinder blocks for when the time comes.
Cinder blocks, and then you steal your grandpa's leaf blower.
Yeah. I didn't know it was your grandpa's leaf blower. Yeah. Matt never said anything about that.
Yeah, no, it was my grandpa's leaf blower, and we actually melted it.
No, yeah. I don't think so.
Anyways, so we saw the cinder blocks, and then we just set them up so they're in like a furnace type thing, right?
Yeah.
Shoved a ton of wood in it. Got it all lit up and stuff, and then we threw the leaf blower in, so it's feeding it in through underneath, right?
Yeah.
We didn't realize it was going to get so hot, so we left it a little closer than it probably should have been.
Oh, no.
And it melted the whole nozzle.
Did the thing, like, explode the leaf blower?
No, it didn't.
Oh, man.
It melted it. It didn't, like, shut it off or seal it shut or anything.
Yeah.
But it was, like, just super deformed, and so when I had to go back and give it to my grandpa.
Did you, like, saw off the melted part so it looks like it was nothing happened?
I just made sure I went when he wasn't there. Left it on the shelf and hoped that he'd never found it.
And did he find it?
I think he did, but it was a long enough time later that he just didn't connect the dots.
And just bought a new one?
Yeah.
I see.
No, he didn't. He didn't buy a new one. He just used it. And then I think I actually confessed to him like 4 years later.
Oh, wow.
So like last year.
Did you repent after that?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, so, no, it was funny. And then, yeah, we threw hairspray and shaving cream and everything into it, and it's pretty fun.
Did it explode? Because Matt told me it exploded. Is that like him exaggerating?
No, so the hairspray exploded, but then we threw in the shaving cream, I think it was, but then the fire kind of had run out of power by then, or not really power, but fuel, and so it kind of cooled down a little bit. So we threw it in, and, like, it didn't explode immediately, right? And, like, you're scared to approach it.
It's like shrapnel. It's like a grenade.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, why didn't it blow up? What do we do? And so we waited for, like, 15 minutes, and we're like, well, if it hasn't blown up by now, it probably won't. And so we're like, crouching up behind our cover, and then boom.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was a good
thing. So was there, like, an opening, and then, like, close off in the back? Or how did that...
Yeah, so it was completely shut all the way around except for like a 2x6 inch gap at the bottom on one side where the leaf blower went through.
Oh, okay.
And probably one about the same size on top where the air would come out of.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's, we just threw the hairspray in through the top one, right?
Ah, okay.
So
what other stories you have for funny roommate stories? Like, what do you got?
Yeah, so it was actually that same summer that us and our seven roommates were living in that one apartment, right?
Yeah.
But then, like, some cute girls moved in next door to us.
Oh,
right?
Winky winky.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, wow, college is great.
I like college.
Yeah, this is fun. Not living with the parents anymore.
Yeah, with the babes.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of fun, just like being like, oh yeah, you guys are single, we're single,
and we're ready to mingle.
Stuff, you know? Yeah, exactly.
See what I did there?
Yep. Yeah. We're all just single mingle. Let's
ready
pringle.
To pringle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on.
Moving on.
So, anyways, yeah. So just out of high school, it's all fun and everything, and one of them is pretty cute, I guess, you know, and like she starts flirting with me and whatever, and like,
yeah.
And later that night, we go up to this haunted house or whatever. And we're like, oh, yeah.
This is the time.
Yeah, this is fun. And so the moves were going on. And like, at one point, we found ourselves, like, isolated from the group, you know?
Yeah.
And like, well, I mean, this could happen if I wanted to.
Smoochie, smoochie, smoochie.
Yeah. But at the end, I decided not to. I tell myself it's because of my high moral standards.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean,
yeah.
Since you are Captain America.
Yes. Yes, very, very high moral standards that way. Can't let America down.
Yeah.
Turns out, like, throughout the course of the summer, like, three of my roommates all ended up making out with her. But it was super funny because all three of them ended up getting sick.
Oh,
like,
no.
2 days after they made out with her.
Was it, like, stomach cramps?
Yeah. I don't even know what it is. So it wasn't, we didn't, like, confirm that it was her or anything.
Yeah,
you know,
but
consistently 2 days after each of them kissed her, it was like they each got, like, super sick to their stomach.
Maybe she has a bowl AIDS or something, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe it's just their conscience just...
Maybe they just, yeah, maybe...
Should listen to Captain America morals, you know?
Did you confront them after?
No. No, we all just laughed about it. It was like, yeah, that's weird.
Was she living in the same apartment area as you guys then?
Yeah, she was the one that's just living next door to us.
Oh, well then Did you guys ever speak again after everybody got gonorrhea?
I actually think that they all kind of felt like, actually, I don't know. I think one of them confronted her and was like, yo, you got us all sick. And she's like,
start brushing your teeth is what we're saying.
Yeah, something. So, huh. Yeah, we weren't too talkative with them after that. So, yeah, that was kind of funny.
Huh.
It was kind of funny, and yeah, I don't know. College is fun and interesting. You get a lot of different stuff that happens, so.
Thank you, Chris, for being on here.
Yeah, no,
it was a pleasure talking
to
you. We might have gone on a few tangents, but yes.
Good ones.
Very good ones.
You've been listening to Aggie Bowl, a part of the Aggie Radio Podcast Network. And remember, stay fresh out there.